This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. Ukraine works to restore electricity to hospitals, heating systems, and other critical infrastructure in major cities after Russia's latest wave of attacks on the power grid prompts accusations of war crimes. And Ukraine claims that Russia is preparing a fresh offensive against Kyiv early next year. But analysts doubt that Moscow can regenerate its battered forces for such a major operation in so short a time frame. And in the U.S., a January 6 panel on Capitol Hill is eyeing recommending 3 criminal charges for former U.S. President Donald Trump. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The House panel investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is considering recommending that the Justice Department pursue 3 criminal charges against former President Donald Trump, including insurrection. The panel is also considering recommending prosecutors pursue charges for obstructing an official proceeding and conspiring to defraud the United States. The decision to issue referrals is not unexpected. Representative Liz Cheney, the vice chair of the committee, has for months been hinting at sending the Justice Department criminal referrals based on the extensive evidence the 9-member panel has gathered since it was formed in July 2021. The panel is set to meet publicly on Monday, where the recommendation would be made public. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Tunisia holds a lackluster election for parliament with virtually no power. The final pillar in President Kais Saied's political overhaul in the birthplace of the Arab Spring. And Peru's Congress rejects a move to bring forward elections as deadly protests leave thousands of tourists stranded in the gateway city of Machu Picchu. This is VOA News. And now for some of the headlines from around the world today. South Africa's ruling ANC is due to elect a new leader at a key conference after the country's embattled President Cyril Ramaphosa pitches for a second term as head of Africa's oldest liberation movement. Toxic hooch has killed at least 37 people in the eastern Indian state of Bihar, where alcohol is banned, according to officials, with unconfirmed reports putting the death toll at over 70. A Guatemalan court hands down a 4-year jail term to a senior anti-corruption prosecutor in what critics assail as a blatant effort to undermine a fight against corruption. And Fiji's election count is tightening after a tumultuous night for opposition leader Sitivene Rabuka, who police called in for questioning after he urged the military to intervene. Thousands of migrants are packed into shelters along the U.S.-Mexico border waiting for a Trump-era policy against asylum seekers to expire this coming Wednesday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A federal appeals court in Washington has rejected a case filed by conservative-leaning states trying to keep Title 42 in place. Then-President Trump invoked the health rule in 2020 to block migrants from seeking asylum and expel them from the U.S. on the grounds of preventing further spread of the coronavirus. It was the subject of a heated congressional hearing in April. New York Republican Congressman John Katko predicted chaos.
Do you believe frontline agents and officers who consistently say that they are poised to lose operational control or some or all of America's southern border once Title 42 is lifted?
There are at least 5,000 people waiting now in just Tijuana, Mexico, expected to seek U.S. protection next week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A medical transport plane with 3 on board has gone missing in Hawaii. During a press briefing, the state's governor, Josh Green, talked about the 3 individuals that were on the plane.
For those 3 individuals that were on the life flight. These are healthcare heroes who have been working for years, if not decades, caring for our people, transferring sick individuals from neighbor islands to Oahu when in crisis.
And some fun sound now as a U.S.-French satellite that will map most of the world's water rockets into space.
And liftoff. Liftoff of SWAT. Our first global survey of Earth's surface water to study how this ever-changing resource affects our climate.
And that's our newscast for this hour. Tune in next hour and check us out online at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.